Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me.
I know that sounds like Elvis, but it's not.
Every time you hold me,
that's Terry Stafford bringing us back. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I know I sound like Elvis, but I'm not. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. We're having a great visit with our good friend Eva Rosenberg, enrolled agent extraordinaire, the author of all the important books on small business, Small Business Taxes Made Easy, the third, count them, third edition, ladies and gentlemen. That means it's an important book. Also, Deduct Everything, that's still one of my favorites. She is the Tax Mama. I encourage you to go to her website, taxmama.com, and get to know her there. She will help you. You'll thank me later for telling you about Eva. We're celebrating her 19th anniversary as an original founding member of our Brain Trust. Don't know what we would have done without Eva over the years. Eva, thanks again for being here. People sometimes wind up with no revenue. They've got a business maybe before they were sick or they just kind of went on hiatus or whatever happened. They had no revenue this year, but they did last year, and they may have some next year. What should they do?
Well, file a tax return, no matter what it is you do. If you have formed an entity or you're, you know, an individual filing a Schedule C, file the tax return regardless. I have so many people coming to me who formed an LLC or a corporation or whatever and never went and filed the tax return because they never started the business.
Okay, so in the case where they formed an entity but never did business, they still need to file a return?
You formed the entity.
Oh.
Take responsibility. The IRS is looking for a return. Mm-hmm. Your state is looking for a return. Mm. And some states, like California, charge you an annual fee in addition to the Secretary of State fee for having the entity. Mm. And when you don't file, you get late penalties and
on what? Take penalties on what if you didn't have any income?
On the annual fee.
Oh,
on the annual.
They find something to do the math on, don't they?
Oh, yeah. California, for instance, if they try
God
to reach you and you ignore them,
God
it's
bless
a,
the land
a
$2,000
late fee.
Wow.
In addition to the $800 annual fee.
Wow.
And interest. So, yeah, whatever you do, if you're going to go start an entity, act like a responsible person, either run the entity and file tax returns or file the tax returns and then shut down the entity you're not using. So, if you have a regular ongoing thing, you've started a business, and overall you don't really have much income, file the tax return anyway.
Right.
Always file a tax return because then you close the statute of limitations for assessments.
Right.
So once you file, IRS only has 3 years to come back and say, oh, you left out all this income, unless there's something really major.
Right.
So, I know IRS says don't file individual tax returns if you don't need to, but the fact is, if you actually file, and so many people come to me that tell me that they didn't file, now 10 years later the IRS or state is coming to them and saying they owe a bunch of money from 10 years ago when they didn't need to file. IRS didn't know they didn't need to file.
Uh-huh.
So if you file it, you close that. And nobody comes back to you 10 years later.
So you can file once and just say no activity. I don't expect the activity and close the loop there and not file after that.
No. If you have an entity,
until you dissolve the entity, the IRS is expecting a Christmas card from you every year.
Yeah, and checking off the box saying final return on the tax return doesn't close the entity.
Ah.
You have to dissolve it.
A lot of people don't know that, including me.
Yeah, it's really important. So don't go around opening things willy-nilly.
Right, that's the truth.
Yeah. So, yeah, and a lot of people are listening to all these commercials about, you know, open up here, incorporate here, set up your LLC. You probably don't even need one.
Creating a nightmare.
Until you've done a business plan and know what you're going to do, don't open something.
Well, I've always told people don't incorporate or form an LLC until you have contracts and employees, one or both of the other, because all a corporation does is give you the corporate veil protection. And if you're the only one out there, you're going to be the one that's going to pierce the veil anyway. So that's been always my trigger. Whenever you have an employee or whenever you enter into contracts, that's when you should file a formal identity. What do you think?
That's great advice. That's exactly what I say, because people think they have liability protection, but you're right. If you're the one doing it,
They're
going to sue you personally.
That's exactly
anyway.
Right. That's exactly right. And you can't
get good liability insurance.
That's another good piece of
better advice. Better than an entity.
Hey, Eva, thank you for being here. Good job, and thank you for 19 great years. Hey, Eva, let's do 19 more. What do you think?
Let's go for it.
But I appreciate it.
Have a less taxing day.
Eva Rosenberg, ladies and gentlemen, the amazing tax mama. Don't forget her new book, Small Business Taxes Made Easy, the third edition. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassing, and reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.